I'd like to hear specifically each of your visions for the future of Medicare.
Well, thank you for that question, Lisa. I've already mentioned the fact that I got to see the difference that Medicare makes in people's lives at a much earlier age than most do, because I was raised by my grandparents, and my grandmother was on Medicare by the time I was in my late teens. This is something that I regard as more than a program, but a promise, and one that we must keep. My opponent supports a plan to end Medicare as we know it, to instead give seniors vouchers that outside nonpartisan analysts have said will increase out-of-pocket expenses for seniors over the first decade up to $6,000. And I know very few Wisconsin seniors who can afford that sort of burden. We need to continue the reforms in Medicare that we implemented in the Affordable Care Act that has extended the solvency of the program by nearly a decade. We need to do more of that.
Governor Thompson.
You know, it's amazing to me that she even has the audacity to say that I did this when I'm not even in Congress. I'm a private sector. I believe what needs to be done is we got to protect Medicare. But all the years that my opponent spent in Washington, 14 years, she's never introduced one bill to save Medicare. All she does is blame somebody else. She wants to tear down and criticize. I want to fix Medicare. I want to make sure that the seniors in America, in Wisconsin, are going to have coverage. And I want to make sure we do it in the right way. Medicare goes broke in the year 2022. It is $42 trillion in debt right now. And there's no way that it's going to be able to continue unless we modify it and change it. I believe that Ron Wyden, a Democrat, and Paul Ryan, a Republican, have got the first step. But I would go further. I would put Medicare after and before it goes broke and allow seniors and all those individuals to be able to continue to be covered by Medicare, but after that be able to be put into the federal health program the same way that she gets her health insurance right now. If it's good enough for the Congress, why isn't it good enough for the seniors? That's a difference. It's not a voucher program. It's allowing the seniors to have continuation of health care.